Malcolm Mulholland with us. Māori and Pacifica people aged between 55 and 65 have been eligible for the free flu vaccine and no longer being funded. In 22 and 23, Pharmac used funding from the government's response to COVID-19 to pay for kids up to 12 years of age and all Māori and Pacifica people in that age band to access the flu vaccine. That funding's now ended. So those groups, or these groups, are no longer eligible. In 2024, Malcolm heads Patient Voice Aotearoa is kindly with us for a kōrero about this and other matters. Malcolm, tēnā koe, thanks for joining us on the show again. Ngā mihi.
Kia ora, Dale.
Kia ora. Well, we know that Māori and Pacifica communities are more vulnerable to the flu and end up in hospitals in that age. You know, what could be the fallout from missing out on these free vaccines, Malcolm?
What the fallout could mean is that we will end up paying more for patients who will present to hospital because they're more ill from the effects of the flu. To me, it's a no-brainer. You front-end, you know, people getting the jab in order for them not to get the flu, or if they do get the flu, for them to be able to manage it well. Otherwise, what you will see are patients presenting to hospital and ED for them to have more disastrous effects on their health, as well as an increased cost to the taxpayer because they're having to be treated in the hospital.
Well, Pharmac says that from the 2nd of April this year, around a million people are eligible to get it for free. And for those people who are most vulnerable to influenza, that includes all people 65 plus. But what we're talking today is about that band 55 through 65. We're trying to keep our people around for longer. That band seems a very vulnerable age band in Māori and Pacifica whānau, Malcolm. So we have cause for concern here and there.
Yeah, absolutely we do. And we also know that our people and Pacifica tend not to earn as much as their Pākehā counterparts, which means they have less means by which to purchase the flu vaccine, which is what people are now going to have to do if they fall into that band. Whereas, as you said previously, under the COVID fund, they were able to access that for free. So with our whānau and our people under financial hardship, that will create another strain. And so it's a bit of a self-perpetuating circle, if you like, by them not getting the flu vaccine.
Tēnā koe. This is just one issue that highlights the disparities and the shortcomings of a system when you put a Māori and Pacifica lens across the top of it. What else should we be concerned about, mate? And I acknowledge, Matthew, that you went into box and to bat for your sweetheart too, initially in your challenges towards Pharmac and the government. But that seems to have morphed into almost a full-time responsibility for you. Here we are talking about flu vaccines unavailable to 55, 65. Not quite what you put Patient Voice Aotearoa together for, eh?
No, that's right, Dale. I mean, our focus is very much about getting medicines for people with cancers in particular, also for those with rare disorders and for chronic illnesses like diabetes. So we see the discrepancies when our people are unable to access certain medicines and our people tend to disproportionately suffer from, for example, cancers. And so they're put in the position of having to rely on whānau or to try and find the way by which they can fund in order to access these medicines, which in many instances are life-extending. And so that really has been the focus of Patient Voice. I didn't actually think I'd ever get an interview about flu vaccines, but here we are. And to me, the issue is very much the same, whether you're talking about medicines for cancer or you're talking about flu vaccines. It's about lack of budget for farming. And that's why they're doing what they're doing. The COVID fund has run out. There's no more funding coming from government. And so Pharmac are put in this position of having to say, sorry, we're shutting the door on the 55 to 64-year-olds, Māori and Pacifica, who were receiving free flu vaccines.
So from your read, I mean, the challenge remains the same, even though the government has changed.
Yeah, absolutely it does. It's about the funding of Pharmac, and we know from numerous reports that we continue to underfund FARMEC when it comes to other similar wealthy countries around the OECD in terms of the amount of GDP that we give to FARMEC or they give to their drug buying agencies. So on average, it's about 1.5% of GDP, give or take. We're under 0.5% of GDP. We're just not even in the same room.
You would have some thoughts about the dismantling of Takawhaiora, no doubt, in the vein of the conversation we're having today. Okay to talk about what we have lost by its immediate disintegration under this new coalition government?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that Takawhaiora was a step in the right direction. I think for a very long time, our people have been calling for having rangatiratanga over our health outcomes, and I think it was premature to pull the pin on Takawhaiora. I think, you know, to give any agency just over a year and expect stellar results, that was never going to happen. It needed to be a long-term game, and it needed to have buy-in from both parts of the political spectrum, or both aisles of the political spectrum. So the fact that that didn't happen, unfortunately, means that we no longer have an advocate in that space, which I think is so desperately needed.
Hats off to you for the mahi you continue to do, and I trust that you and your whānau are well, Malcolm. You've always got a vehicle to call it all about. Matt is Māori with us here at Irirangi Wātea. Very much respect and appreciate the mahi you've been doing over the years on our collective behalf, Eho. Lei rā te mihi kā koe, te langa te rea, Malcolm.
Kia ora, Dale. Nā mihi.
Kia ora, te rawa te koe. 603. Maika te